Values of the American People in the 1940s, Podcast 3. In this podcast, I will be discussing American values during the 1940s, mostly after World War II and during the Cold War. In the article, The 1940s, Lifestyles and Social Trends Overview, edited by Judith S. Bauman and others, there is a discussion about the American role to contain communism in the late 1940s. The article reads, "The late 1940s marked the beginning of the Cold War. Fear of communism manifested itself in the red baiting that began in 1946 and in a policy of containment directed at the Soviet Union. This means that the United States and its citizens were worried about communism spreading throughout the globe. We were mostly worried about the so-called domino effect, where if one nation turned communist, others surrounding it would follow suit. American greatness isn't shown because we feared communism, rather, in the fact that we bonded together to fight this common threat so readily. Americans, despite their differences, were able to oppose communism in the Soviet Union until their collapse in 1991. After World War II, there was also an emphasis on suburban life, where the so-called nuclear family was born. Post-war prosperity made home ownership more accessible for middle-class Americans for the first time. Many families who saved their money during World War II were eager to spend it, settle down, and have a family. This means that many Americans wanted a time of peace and leisure after World War II, where family values were emphasized. Americans were able to pull through World War II better than any other nation, and because of this, were able to band together to resist communism better than any other nation. Without American values and beliefs, we may be living in a communist society today."